We have a quote from Emergent leader Robert Weber. He says, "The road to the future runs through the past." Now, a core element of the emerging church movement is something that they call contemplative spirituality or Christian mysticism. Sometimes it is referred to as vintage Christianity or ancient future faith or ancient future worship. This fundamental pillar of the emerging church is probably the most disturbing change in this reformation that they're offering the world. As usual, I'll let the emergents tell you themselves what they mean by contemplative spirituality. Quote, "Contemplative spirituality is the teaching that spiritual growth and true spirituality occur by contemplation not of Scripture or even of scriptural themes, but contemplation of God through emptying your mind." Quote, "Mysticism, according to its historical and psychological definitions, is the direct intuition or experience of God. And a mystic is a person who has, to a greater or less degree, such an experience. One whose religion and life are centered not merely on an accepted belief or practice, but on that which makes the person regards as firsthand knowledge." Meaning, whatever you regard as firsthand true is what makes you a Christian mystic. Quote, "Mysticism is a way of living that makes this consciousness of God's presence the shaping context, the compelling energy of our lives." Quote, "A Christian mystic seeks an experiential closeness to that presence. A checklist of beliefs is certainly not enough to know God." Quote, "God cannot be reached by logic or captured by thought." Quote, "The intellect can entertain the concept of God, but cannot grasp God." For now, it is enough to understand that a Christian mystic person, this is also a quote, who finds the teachings, the life, and the event of Jesus of Nazareth to present for them the clearest way to grow into a spiritual relationship with God. Put simply, God speaks to the, quote, "many flocks" Jesus spoke of in a language and a way that they can understand. The Dalai Lama, when asked about converting from this religion to that, states clearly that it is in one's best interest to remain within the familiar territory of their own upbringing, culture, and understanding. Proponents of Christian mysticism will tell you that the Bible is not inerrant, it is not the exact word of God. Thus, once again, truth is in the eye of the beholder, truth is for the individual. It is open to any interpretation, any tradition, any manipulation. Contemplative spirituality or Christian mysticism, it's centered on the teaching that we cannot know God. We can't know Him. He is unknowable through study. He is unknowable by logic or by teaching. Thus, all we can and should do is experience God through their methods and their practices. So what are their methods? I'm so glad you guys asked. That makes things so much easier. The key to understanding the methods that we're talking about is summed up in this one quote by Emergent author Spencer Burke. He says, "I stopped reading from the approved evangelical reading list, and I discovered new authors and new voices at the bookstore. Thomas Merton, Henry Nouwen, and St. Teresa of Avila. The more I read, the more intrigued I became. Contemplative spirituality seemed to open up a whole new way for me to understand and experience God." He goes on and he says, "To understand the mystic, one must abandon the popular and wildly erroneous notion that Christianity is simply a true-false test with just one question." So you see, contemplative spirituality opens up a wide range of possibilities to those who practice it. Here are some of the ways that the emerging church says that we can have a more mystical or a more contemplative relationship with God. Use prescribed Jewish prayers at the table before meals. Use Stations of the Cross, a labyrinth or a prayer maze for praying. Take part in this ritual called Entering the Gate Called Beautiful. It's a guided meditation using Acts chapter 3. Utilize Anglican prayer beads or a rosary. And finally, contemplative prayer in general. Now, contemplative prayer is essential in the emerging church, and it sums up well this entire idea of mystic Christianity. Here's a quote that helps explain it. "Have you ever found that your love and your desire for God was greater than your ability to communicate with the Lord in words? Contemplative prayer can develop our relationship with Jesus Christ so that we commune with God beyond words, beyond thoughts, beyond feelings and actions." Contemplative prayer is key in the emerging church movement. It is foundational, it is championed by them, it is gaining popularity, and so we need to know what it is. Silence and mantra are the two biggest components in contemplative prayer. Here are some quotes. First, God's first language is silence. Progress towards intimacy with God means progress towards silence. The important thing in contemplative prayer is that our back is straight so that the vitalizing energies can flow freely. This isn't a Hindu priest or a Buddhist priest talking. These are evangelical pastors. Contemplative prayer, this is another quote, is the opening of mind and heart. We open our awareness to God, whom we know by faith is within us, closer than breathing, closer than thinking, closer than choosing, closer than consciousness itself. Contemplative prayer is a process of interior purification leading, if we consent, to divine union. Quote, for the church's first 16 centuries, contemplative prayer was the goal of Christian spirituality. I guess we missed the memo on that one. Catholic monks like Thomas Merton and Thomas Keating are the fathers of contemplative prayer. These and other proponents reach back to the Dark Ages and borrow the methods of mystics, the methods of Buddhists, the methods of Hindus, and they apply them to our Christian faith. Words like detachment or emptiness or awakening or enlightenment are frequently used when defining and describing this mystical ritual. The Buddhist practice of mantra, repeating a word over and over and over again, is central to contemplative prayer. The method of how you center yourself, quote unquote, with contemplative prayer is described by emergent forefather Thomas Keating. He says, choose a sacred word as the symbol of your intention to consent to God's presence and action within. Sitting comfortably and with eyes closed, settle briefly and silently introduce the sacred word as the symbol of your consent to God's presence and action within. When you become aware of thoughts, return ever so gently to the sacred word. At the end of the prayer period, remain in silence with eyes closed for a couple of minutes. He continues, 20 to 30 minutes is the minimum amount of time necessary for most people to establish interior silence. Once again, the emerging church movement is offering a type of faith that is in complete contrast to the personal relationship with Christ that the Bible presents. Our faith is about being filled, not being emptied. It's about meditating on the full word of God, not repeating one phrase or one word over and over again. It's about receiving knowledge and wisdom and discernment, not simply waiting for a God that cannot be known to possess us in some strange existential experience. Once again, the emerging church invites everybody to the party except us. While emergents go to great lengths to convince the church that contemplative prayer is, quote, 100% Orthodox Christianity, they work even harder to show that conservative, Bible-believing evangelicals like us are the cause of controversy and division. Here's a quote. Unfortunately, fundamentalists and others, have co-opted the word mysticism and use it to describe occult practices. Here's another quote. As you find out more about the tradition and the beauty of Christian mysticism, you will also find out that there are people who feel the very term has to be highly improper. For these people, especially those of the fundamentalist nature, the word mystic summons up images of the occult, of otherworldly spiritual attitudes and belief, or more concretely, such as those found in the New Age philosophies. Nothing could be further from the truth. End quote. Well, you know what? Mantras and mental conditioning and the energies of the universe and the emptying of the consciousness, that sounds pretty New Age to me. I don't know if it does to you either. Let's focus on the Word of God and be in a great deal of prayer for our emergent friends so that we can learn how to minister to them as we remember how much God dearly loves them.